This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we start it in God's Word. You know, there are many truths of theology that are very deep and difficult to understand. Some parts of the Bible are hard to understand. But the Christian life itself is pretty simple. Walk with God. Follow His leading in your life. Maintain a healthy relationship with Him, and God will work in your life. He'll walk with you. He'll answer your prayers. He'll use you in the lives of other people. Everything about life falls into place when your relationship with the Lord is right. Maybe you think, well, how do I maintain a daily relationship with God? You maintain it by time with God, just like any other relationship, stopping to spend time for nothing else than to be with God. That's what we do each morning at this time, a little time with God, listening to Him in His Word. And I hope when we're done with this little radio spot that you'll take a bit of time and pray, get to know God better, invite Him to lead your life. We're talking this week about the foundation of your faith. And I want to go to a foundational passage this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of your works, so that no one can boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Do you see what it's saying? It's not as a result of works that you have been saved. No, it's because of what Jesus has done for you. There's an expression you really must understand called the finished work of Christ. If a job is finished, what does it mean? It means there's nothing left to do. When Jesus hung on the cross, He cried out, "It is finished." When the writer of Hebrews interprets what the cross means for us, he says Jesus died once for all, that there's no more need for further sacrifices or anything else to be done to produce God's forgiveness. It's been done already. It's finished. And because your salvation is based on the finished work of Christ, there is nothing you can do to earn salvation for yourself, and there is nothing you can do to take it away either, once God has given you salvation and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. The very foundation of what we believe as Christians is that my righteousness, or my lack of righteousness, has nothing to do with my acceptance by God. What makes me ultimately acceptable to God is 100% the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that righteousness was credited to me by God when I put my faith in Jesus and what He did for me at the cross. My sin and guilt went to Jesus, and His righteousness came to me in God's great exchange that Paul described there in 2 Corinthians 5:21 when he said, "For God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." Don't worry about your relationship with the Lord. Rest in the knowledge that Jesus Christ has finished what needed to be done. God's reminding you today to relax in your relationship with Him. Live for God, not to earn your salvation, but out of deep gratitude for His gift of grace to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.